Allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We're S-O-S.
We got Mike. We got Sherv.
We got Keone.
Jamil.
Juan.
And Najib.
Psh, Big Bang my ass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Too much info, buddy. I don't need to know what you do.
Come on, man. Time. You know what I'm talking about. The Big Bang's all BS, you know. It's whatever, you know.
Nah. Personally, I don't think so. I think it's pretty true.
What are you talking about? Why don't I just go outside and the Big Bang occur today or tomorrow, you know?
I wish.
What's the use? I mean, I could go outside right now, hear a firecracker go off and be like, oh, shit, the Big Bang Theory just happened.
Shut up, my little ignorant friend. You know, the modernism thinkers, Galileo and Copernicus, arrived at the conclusion that the Big Bang Theory occurred, and that the theory occurred because the prediction of quantum physics proves not to be false.
Oh, not to be false, but did they prove to be true? Not exactly. Well, I could go on and on, but here's what I think. First of all, why don't you just shut up? You know what you're talking about. This Big Bang happened, what, like 10 to 20 billion years ago. They didn't even know when it happened, first of all. Second of all, how could you possibly accurately describe what happened? And this is not something small. It's the universe. I don't think you understand how big the universe is.
Yeah, but the Big Bang Theory is narrowed down to the four pillars of the Big Bang model. The expansion of the universe, origin of the cosmic background radiation, nucleosynthesis of light elements, and formation of galaxies and large-scale structures.
Yeah, but this Big Bang is true. Why doesn't all the planets look alike? I mean, it went through the same process, didn't they?
How can all the elements that form this planet make up the exact other planets? They can't. We're not all made up of the same things. It's statistically near impossible that all the elements can't come back together in the same exact fashion. Know what I'm saying?
Not quite, buddy, but, you know, I go back to my beliefs. God created everything, the universe, you, me, whatever, no Big Bang, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying?
I don't think religion has anything to do with this. Even religion has no cold, hard evidence. Then why does stuff exist here and on the moon? Through the Big Bang, duh.
Why do you exist? Because your parents created you, stupid, duh.
Through a Big Bang?
That was a Big Bang.
All right, Juwan, you ready to get your butt kicked in this debate? Yes? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. All right, our question is going to be, how has critical thinking skills help us in our career? We both want to be doctors. And it won't. By the time I go through all that triage stuff and then steps of knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, and as I keep going on and on to evaluation, my patient's going to be dead, 6 feet under in the grave, funeral over, all the above.
Well, in case of an emergency, when there's like a panic situation, when a patient comes to you and they're all bleeding, what are you going to do? How are you going to figure out where the bleeding's coming from? Are you just going to guess where it's coming from and, you know, just wrap them all up everywhere? What are you going to do? You're just going to leave them hanging like that? Whether you like it or not, you use critical thinking skills unconsciously.
Nah. Bloom, what does Bloom know? Bloom was just a learner. And a learning theorist has never, ever dealt with gunshot victims, car accident victims. He just wrote a couple of essays. It was probably too high off life to even know what he was talking about. When he thought of all this, the guy didn't even know about medicine or triaging stuff or going through or emergency medicine in that. What you're going to do, Juwan, when you're a doctor, is do what Bloom's calls being a monkey and just apply an equation to what you're dealt with and what you see. So basically, it's going to be, you're going to be thinking, I see a cut, and I'm going to apply a Band-Aid, and that's about it. There's not going to be any time or any more thinking other than that. And if you think more than that, you're fooling yourself.
Well, not everything's universal. You're not going to have the same situation all the time. And if you do, your patients are going to start dying if you do that. You just generalize everything. And if you use the same process to deal with everybody, everybody's going to get ruined. Like, maybe one or two people are going to get fixed, but most of your patients are all going to start dying. Then what are you going to do? Start washing cars the rest of your life? Because you're going to get fired. I mean, obviously, people are going to complain about you if they see, like, all your patients are dying. You have to use all the elements of the critical thinking skills and comprehend what's going on with them and, like, how to solve their problem.
Duh.
All right, Najib, look. You're going to become a doctor, so in order to become a doctor, you're going to go to med school, and obviously you need knowledge for that. And with that knowledge, you're going to use it to comprehend what's going on. But since you don't have that knowledge, let me comprehend it for you. Okay. So you have to, after understanding the situation, which you really have to work on because you're not even at knowledge yet, you have to use it to apply what you understood. So take the stitches, stitch up your guy. That's what you think you're going to do. Oh, it's so simple. I don't even have to think about it. You know, just stick the needle in him and pull it back out, and it'll be all okay. So you have to understand what's going on and where you're going to stick that needle and where it's going to come out of. What if you just stick it in and then, like, you can't get it back out? What are you going to do? Just leave it in him and then get a new needle? Get a new needle and, like, keep stitching and, like, it goes, yeah.
Shit, stuff happens. You know what? That's fine. You take your time and take your advice of your old hippie learning theorist and who's getting high on life and not knowing what he's doing. And I'll do my hacking away, quote-unquote, and save lives in actual situations. Remember, I'm a doctor, not an auto mechanic. So by the time you diagnose a problem to someone's intestinal tract, they'll probably be bleeding to death or coughing up their guts by the time you figure out the answer. While I'll be already hacking away, finding the hole, patching it up, and setting them on their way, and collecting a nice check, by the way. So that I'll have other people washing my car. And then on top of that, I might even let those people wash your car as well.
Oh, wow. Just keep on hacking away. And when you're jobless and broke from all the lawsuits, I hope you can say, would you let me please wash your car for some change?
All right. Yes, I'll agree somewhat that critical thinking is important to many professions, including being a doctor. Of course. But observing and making inferences and assumptions and opinions, arguing and all that critical analysis isn't always going to come into play. It's not. I'll give you that sometimes it will come into play, but most of the times you're just going to have to go for it and apply what you know right away without sometimes thinking. Just if you see cut, apply the Band-Aid. You're just not going to have all the time in the world to save somebody. And who are you kidding yourself anyways? Come on, Juwan. You know you're just too damn slow already. There's no way you're going to be able to apply all that. You're too slow as it is. Get a grip. You're too slow.
Slow, huh? Okay. I feel sorry for anyone that has you as a doctor. No matter what you do as a doctor, no matter how much time you have to come to a conclusion, you're applying critical thinking skills, whether you are aware of it or not. Gosh, idiot. And by the way, as far as being too slow for you,
Oh, shit.
How come I wasn't too slow there, huh? Why don't you critically think about that?
Whatever. Hey, Mike. What's up, dude? Dude, you know physics is a fundamental of all sciences?
Not really. Why do you say that?
Dude, for anything, you need to know the basics. And physics provides that for all sciences. Like, let's say for sports, dude, in order to be the best sports player in the world, you have to know the fundamentals of your sports, like soccer. In order to be the best, you have to know how to run, you have to know how to kick the ball, and pass.
For sports, maybe. But in sciences, physics is not fundamental. If anything, chemistry and biology are more fundamental than that is. How do you use physics to figure out biology or chemistry? Isn't it the other way around? I'm pretty sure it is.
No, dude, you're wrong.
No, chemistry and biology are life sciences. They're building blocks for physics.
Dude, physics provides everything. It has a law of motion. It shows you how to do everything, man.
I don't know.
God. Dude, check this out, man. Let's say a rock and a pencil both fall from, let's say, a table, okay? You're probably going to think that the rock's going to hit the ground first, but that's not true. They're both going to hit the ground at the same time because they both have the same acceleration, man.
Dude, wait a minute.
No, you don't understand. Think about this. Let's say two cars get in a car accident, right? And they concave in. In order to find out why that happened, you need to know physics. And let's say the people died inside. Let's say the guy, you gotta know why he died. You gotta know why his face is concave and it looks like my breakfast in the morning. You gotta know what the motion of his body and what happened to him. That involves physics.
Actually, to figure out why someone died, you first need to understand the mechanics of how the body works, and you can do that through biology. You need to understand to open the breakfast face and understand how everything works.
Oh, really? You're gonna call me then. You're gonna call my butt and ask how much pressure and how much force you need to put on breakfast face's head in order to open it up and then analyze it. Oh, yeah? What do you think about that, dude?
You know what? Big Sherv. Big Shervy Sherv. I think you're right, buddy. I think, you know, you really kind of opened my eyes just now. You really just showed me that, you know, physics is a fundamental science.
Yeah, that's what I thought, dude. Next time, you'll know that physics is a fundamental of all sciences.